And welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors public hearing. Today's Tuesday, March 25th, and it's 6 p.m. And I am going to call this public hearing to order at about 6:05. And Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind doing the roll call.
Sure. Supervisor Smuda?
Here.
Supervisor Giovanello?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And we did have we have three present, and Supervisor Corrado and Wyckoff notified us of conflicts this evening.
Okay. All right, so we do have a quorum to proceed, and our order of business for this public hearing is regarding the conditional use application number 2025-01 as filed by Melvin King regarding establishing a short-term rental use on the property located at 7 Lucy Avenue. So, Mr. Emmerich, are you going to give us an introduction on this agenda item? Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a while since we've done one of these. I'm out of practice.
That's fine. First thing, Melvin King, are you present?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a conditional use application for a short-term rental for the property located at 7 Lucy Avenue, parcel number 24-031-042. This has been advertised for a public hearing pursuant to the MPC and the Derry Township Zoning Ordinance. So with that, the public hearing is open. I do see Mr. King, the applicant, is in the audience, and you'll be providing testimony this evening, I suppose. Okay. Before we get started, what I will do is I'm going to mark some exhibits for purposes of the record. The first being Township 1, which is a copy of the January 16th, 2025 conditional use application of Mr. King. What we'll mark as Township 2 is a copy of the January 27th, 2025 correspondence from Mr. King granting Derry Township a time extension to hold the hearing. What we'll mark as Township 3 is a copy of the proof of publication of this evening's hearing. What we'll mark as Township 4 is a copy of the list of abutting property owners that were provided notice of this evening's hearing. And what we'll mark is Township 5 are two photographs indicating and showing that the property was properly posted for purposes of advertising this evening's hearing. And what we'll mark is Township 6 is a copy of the notice of public hearing for this evening's hearing. Mr. King, are there any objections to those townships 1 through 6?
No.
Okay, seeing none, they'll be entered into the record. So unless there's any questions of me, of the board, I think we can see if Chuck has any comments or concerns with the specific application. But as indicated earlier, this is a conditional use application for a short-term rental at 7 Lucy Avenue, pursuant to the Derry Township Zoning Ordinance.
I'll just give a little bit of quick background on the property. It's located in our commercial zoning district, our general commercial zoning district. The house is presently under construction. I understand it'll be finished up this week. It will contain a three-bedroom single-family dwelling once completed. Per the ordinance, two parking spaces are required for the first bedroom and one for each additional bedroom for a short-term rental, so four parking spaces are required. Additionally, short-term rentals are limited to two individuals per bedroom over the age of three. Therefore, six guests may occupy the home that are over the age of three. And this did go to the Planning Commission at their meeting on March 4th, where they recommended that the application be approved. That's all I have. Thank you.
So with that, are there any questions of Chuck or I from the board at this time? Seeing none, Mr. King, before you start presenting whatever evidence or testimony you want to present, I just ask that you get sworn in. She'll swear in.
Go ahead.
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? Purposes of the record, there is no one else in the audience this evening, but for the record, is there anyone here that requests party status other than the applicant in the township? Seeing none, let the record reflect no one requested party status. Sorry, go ahead.
It's the button right in front.
We could still hear you, okay. You're fine. Yeah.
Is there any questions you guys have? I guess I would add that we are within 15 minutes of the property, so I mean, I'm managing ourselves.
So you're your maintenance company?
Yeah.
And Mr. King, you own the property next door, right? Or adjacent?
Right. Yes.
Okay. And things are going well there?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to list the property on Airbnb or Vrbo or?
Airbnb, Vrbo, and Google or Direct Booking.
Okay. Is your adjacent property another rental?
Yes.
Okay.
Short-term
rental, yeah. Okay.
And I think, if I remember correctly, you built that one, too. You redid that whole one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really nice.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
So this new one is the one that's under construction over there right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much wrapping up, so.
Oh, great.
I don't have any questions. Other questions?
Mr. King, what is the address of the neighboring property that you currently have a short-term rental on?
11 Lucy.
And you're proposing 4 parking spaces?
Correct.
And you understand that the occupancy can't be more than 6 occupants?
Correct. 6 adults, yeah.
And you're agreeable to that?
Yes.
And the parking spaces are depicted on the driveway, I guess, on the last sheet of applicant or township one?
Yes, 9x18.
So there's no garage, there's just a driveway?
Correct.
Okay. And there's sufficient area for 4 cars on that driveway?
Yes.
Chuck, do you have anything?
I guess we can start out. There wasn't sufficient area for the cars on the driveway. I made Mr. King relocate his porch so that there would be. So I can attest that there is ample room for the 4 parking spaces.
Okay. And this is a new build, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have anything further unless the...
No.
You're familiar with the provisions in the zoning ordinance?
Yeah.
And you will comply with all the conditions set forth in the zoning ordinance?
Yes.
That are applicable to short-term rentals in the township?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add?
No. I mean, I don't think we've had any complaints with the neighboring one that I'm aware of. And yeah, we can keep the numbers posted on the front door in case, not just if guests need an emergency, if there's a water leak or something like that, but also if by any chance there would be a party or something like that and the police would show up. Like, we want the number on the front door. So I know it says put it in a secret place, but we want it there for people to know where it is.
And you're going to manage it yourself,
yes.
Not a management company?
Correct.
Okay.
Chuck, this may be, the number is escaping me, but what's the longest short-term rental the longest amount of days that somebody could be there that still qualifies as a short-term rental?
So that's a great question and one that I'm not prepared for.
Okay.
So once you hit 30 days, we consider it a long-term
rental. Long-term.
Yeah.
That's sufficient. Okay. Thanks.
There is a limit for true bed and breakfast owner-occupied. As to the tenancy, but I don't recall what that is.
Yeah, that's fine. That 30 days is good for me. Okay.
Mr. King, you're agreeable to any of your tenants will be less than a 30-day stay at the property?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Anything else, Mr. King?
I don't think so.
All right. So you must be familiar with the process. The township will have 45 days to issue a written decision. I don't know if they're going to issue a verbal decision this evening, but you'll get a written decision within 45 days of this evening.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So with that, we can close the public hearing. Public hearing is closed.